Ben mentioned the Princeton offense a few minutes ago. That's a strategy made famous by former Tigers coach Pete Carril, and it's the one used by Joe Scott at Denver University. Coach Scott, welcome to Only a Game.
Good to be on with you.
According to my research, your team last year was seriously deliberate. On average, you held onto the ball before shooting longer than all but two teams in the country. You were 349th out of 351 teams. What's the advantage of playing that way?
Well, there's no plan to be deliberate.
It's really about being efficient. It's about getting good shots, you know, and we don't concern ourselves with, you know, when are we shooting the ball? We concern ourselves with how we play on an offensive possession. You know, that's why for us, you know, we're 3-1 right now, and the shot clock hasn't affected us. I actually think the shot clock being lowered has helped us.
Well, tell me what you mean by that. The shot clock being lowered has helped you.
What the shot clock going down has done is just made me go back to sort of the roots of who we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to play. And our players are playing that way right now. And I actually thought that when shot clocks don't score. So anybody who wants to sit there and try to increase scoring by lowering the shot clock, the most amount of points that were ever scored in college basketball was when there was a 45-second shot clock.
Is that right?
The highest shooting percentages were when there was a 45-second shot clock. Shot clocks don't score. Players score. Ball movement scores. And player movement scores.
Well, as I understand it, the reasoning behind cutting the shot clock down was to try to get more people more interested in college basketball during the regular season. It sounds to me like that might not necessarily be the case, at least as far as you interpret it.
Well, again, I don't think shot clocks make people interested in a game or not interested in a game. I mean, that's a fallacy. What makes people interested in a game is good basketball being played. That's the way that I feel about it. And if you want to make the regular season more important, then regular season champions of the league should go to the NCAA tournament. Because what do we play all year for if we're going to go and have 3 days determine who goes to the NCAA tournament? You know, I mean, there's a lot of other ways to make the regular season more meaningful than to lower a shot clock.
Okay, I like your idea of not having the end-of-the-season conference tournaments determine who makes it to March Madness. That's one way, maybe, of making people pay more attention to regular season games. What else might work? I'll give you an opportunity to consult for the NCAA.
Right, well, I'd like to do that. well, I think that's a main one. Somehow, if we could also, maybe regional rivalry-wise, you know, in the non-conference portion, you know, out here for us, we're playing Air Force, we play Wyoming, you know, if we could play Colorado State. In the grand scheme of things, people identify with their rivals. That's when people are really zeroed in, and I think those are important now because of conference realignment and college football is going on. So if you really want to impact the regular season in that way, I think you got to think that way non-conference-wise a little bit in terms of regional rivals.
I just have one more question, and this goes back to something we were talking about earlier. You played at Princeton. Do you remember having to feel like you had to make an adjustment to play there, or did you just fall right into Pete Carril's system and say, yeah, this makes a whole lot of sense?
You know, when I went to play for Coach Carril, I played football in high school all through my life as well, and I really felt like we were playing football in terms of the interdependence, you know. I mean, football is the greatest sport of interdependency. If you don't do your job, somebody's going to get hurt, and everybody knows that. So there's sort of a real urgency to the team aspect there. And, you know, that's all Princeton basketball was. That's all Coach Carril was. So for me, it was very seamless, and it's very enjoyable. You know, I think in life, everybody would agree that when you're really part of a team and that's all you're concentrating on, you know, that's when you're the happiest. In the end, when people do those things, they get really free. You know what I mean? You know, freedom really comes from being part of a group and not being worried about yourself. And, you know, that's the way we try to look at it, and has nothing to do with the shot clock.
I love the way you wrapped that up at the end. That was very nicely done. Write that down. You may need that for an after-dinner speech sometime.
All right.
Joe Scott is the head men's basketball coach at the University of Denver. Coach, thank you very much for speaking with me.
All right. Thanks for having me on.